Paw Prints, the newsletter for people helping pups become heroes, September 2021. Message from the acting CEO. I'm so pleased to present you with another great edition of Paw Prints. You're receiving this newsletter because you're one of the amazing people who are changing the lives of Tasmanians living with disability. Through your kind support, more and more puppies are being raised and trained to become life-changing guide and assistance dogs. I can't thank you enough. These beautiful dogs transform the lives of their handlers, allowing them to live a far fuller life than they would have without. And it's all thanks to you. These stories can only be told because of your continued support to Guide Dogs Tasmania. So I hope you feel proud when you read how you're helping empower people in your community to experience independence, freedom, and choice. Things no one should have to go without. Since our last Paw Prints newsletter, another 4 puppies have arrived in Tasmania. And with your continued support, they'll be well on their way to becoming amazing guide or assistance dogs. Every gift you give helps to feed, nurture, and support these future heroes so that one day they can transform the life of a Tasmanian who needs them. Someone like Phil, whose story we share in the enclosed edition of Paw Prints. When Phil changed jobs earlier this year, his guide dog Yoda was there to help him learn and adjust to his new workplace with ease. With Yoda, he can go straight to where I need to go without hesitating, says Phil. He picks things up so quickly and lets me focus on getting to my destination. His help means so much to me. The journey from pup to working dog is an amazing one, and we hope these stories, including Phil's, make you feel part of it, because you are, every step of the way. Your continued support will ensure more Tasmanians living with disability enjoy a better life with a special dog by their side. You can donate online at guidedogstas.com.au or call us on 03 62 32 1222 to make your donation over the phone. Warmest regards, Tim Platts, Acting CEO, Guide Dogs Tasmania. Page 1. Guiding Phil Through New Beginnings. When Phil Menzies started a new job this year, the change was made easy and enjoyable thanks to his beautiful guide dog Yoda. With Yoda there to guide him, Phil quickly learned the layout of his new workplace. Working together, it only took the pair a few days to become familiar with things like Phil's new desk, where the tea room and other offices were located, and, of course, where Yoda's bed was placed. If I were using a cane, I'd have to navigate all sorts of things like desks, people, and steps, says Phil. With Yoda, he can go straight to where I need to go without hesitating. He picks things up so quickly and lets me focus on getting to my destination. But a few months ago, the 53-year-old was reminded of just how different his life would be if he didn't have a guide dog. With Yoda briefly out of action following minor surgery, Phil had no choice but to return to the white cane. For someone who has had a guide dog by his side since he was a teenager, he described the change as a big shock. I don't move as quickly and as confidently with a cane, says Phil. I'm concentrating on listening to what's around me and the texture of the footpath. Phil remembers walking up a busy street in Hobart with the cane and feeling very exposed. I think I hit every sandwich board, pole, and table on the street, he laughs. The ease of travel with Yoda, on the other hand, is incomparable. Looking out for obstacles in front of him, Yoda allows Phil to relax, feel confident, and just enjoy the moment. Yoda is my eyes, and without him, I wouldn't have the confidence to travel to so many places, says Phil. His help means so much to me. With any changes in Phil's life, they are made not only easy, but enjoyable with Yoda by his side. Thanks to the continued support of caring people like you, more Tasmanians just like Phil can be matched with the perfect guide dog for them. Image. Guide dog handler Phil is smiling at the camera and has his arm around his black guide dog Yoda. Page 2. Pauline, a proud puppy raiser. Do you remember Vinny, our autism assistance dog, who we introduced to you in the last edition of Paw Prints? This beautiful black Labrador is helping young Tasmanian boy Lucas deal with meltdowns that used to cause his whole family a huge amount of stress. He's made an incredible difference in the short time they've been together. And Launceston puppy raiser Pauline Oliver played a big part in the success of this partnership. When the story popped up on the television, I had tears in my eyes, Pauline says. I was just so blown away by it all. Pauline plays down the role she played in Vinny's success as an autism assistance dog. But without wonderful volunteers like her, these amazing dogs could not be trained right here in Tasmania. Pauline voluntarily took care of Vinny from 8 weeks of age up to 18 months when he began his formal training. From day one, her role was to teach Vinny how to be a well-behaved and socialized puppy. Every day, she would take him out to different places to get him used to a wide range of people, noises, surfaces, and smells. It's a big commitment, but one that Pauline recommends to anyone if they have the time. You just can't explain that emotional feeling you have when you see the dog you cared for matched up with somebody, she says. It's the best feeling in the world. And while she admits there were many tears when it was time to say goodbye, Pauline knew Vinny was going off to do something amazing. You've got to have in your mind that the dog is not yours. You're doing it for somebody else's betterment of life, she says. Guide Dogs Tasmania is currently looking for suitable people to care for the pups in training. If you would like to be a proud puppy raiser like Pauline, go to guidedogstas.com.au/get involved. Image: Guide Dogs Tasmania puppy raiser Pauline Oliver is smiling and looking down at a small black puppy on her lap. Page 3. Supporting Tasmanians now and in the future. Ever since Peter Bomford started looking after our training dogs, he's become a passionate supporter of Guide Dogs Tasmania. He loves getting to know each dog and gets a wonderful feeling when they go on to be matched with someone who needs them. But it's something that Peter has set up for the future that is most humbling. He has decided to leave a gift in his will to Guide Dogs Tasmania so his support can continue long after he is able to do so personally. As soon as I knew more about it and had the association with several dogs, I thought, yes, that's what I'm going to do, says Peter. Peter's gift means that more puppies, just like the one he cares for now, will be trained to meet the growing demand for guide and assistance dogs in our community. For him, it's not just a legal document. It stands as a legacy to his memory and something he can be proud of right now. Having my will organized is a load off my mind, says Peter. I just hope more people do it. Through a legally valid and up-to-date will, you can support the people and causes close to your heart and ensure your legacy lives on into the future, just like Peter's. To find out more about leaving a gift in your will to Guide Dogs Tasmania, contact the Gifts in Wills team on 03-6232-1222 or email giftsinwills@guidedogstas.com.au. Image: a close-up of Guide Dogs Tasmania bequester Peter Bomford smiling at the camera. Page 3. Gilbert lifting spirits in a new role. Hospital emergency departments are never the easiest places to be. Patients are ill, anxious, and in pain, and staff are stressed and exhausted. But with his calm, gentle nature, Gilbert, the black Labrador, is proving that sometimes a dog is the best medicine. Ongoing knee issues prevented Gilbert from working as a guide dog. Now, instead of supporting one person, he is giving comfort and companionship to hundreds of staff members and patients in his role as a facility dog in the Launceston General Hospital. The hospital has gone through some very tough times, including last year's COVID-19 outbreak in northern Tasmania. But Dr. Lucy Reed, Director of Emergency Medicine in the LGH, said Gilbert has lifted spirits in just a few short months. Lucy said not every dog could handle the demands of the role, but Gilbert's intensive training, combined with his easygoing nature, stand him in good stead in a busy, noisy environment. Nothing phases this dog, she said. Guide Dogs program manager Kim Ryan said, seeing an ED nurse come up to Gilbert's bed and sit with him, stroking him and decompressing after a challenging case, shows what an incredible difference he is making to so many people. And according to Lucy, he is phenomenal with the patients too. He puts a smile on everybody's face. It's amazing for morale. Who'd have thought that a dog could change the face of this place? Image. Close-up of Gilbert, a black Labrador, wearing his orange facility dog coat. Page 4. Meet your latest puppies. Thanks to wonderful people like you, these gorgeous pups have begun an amazing journey at Guide Dogs Tasmania. Your continued support will help them become the heroes they were born to be. Interested in sponsoring a pup? Call Melanie on 62321222. Pup number 1. Name, Kwazi. Date of birth, 22nd of April 2021. Gender, male. Lives, Southern Tasmania. Kwazi enjoyed living and learning off fellow guide dog puppy Frida for his first few weeks before moving to his permanent puppy raiser. He is a loving and cuddly pup and calm in his approach to learning about the world. Image. Close-up of Kwazi, a black Labrador puppy looking at the camera. Pup number 2. Name, Quincy. Date of birth, 21st of April 2021. Gender, male. Lives, Northern Tasmania. Quincy is enjoying learning about his environment and going to lots of different places. He enjoys playtime with the other pups in the north of the state, but equally loves snuggles at home. Image. Close-up of Quincy, a black Labrador puppy, looking at the camera. Pup number 3. Name, Tucker. Date of birth, 31st of May 2021. Gender, male. Lives, Northern Tasmania. Tucker is growing quickly and is keen to get out into the big wide world. He loves playing with the pet dog at home, as well as the two children he lives with. Image, close-up of Tucker, a black Labrador puppy looking at the camera. Pup number 4. Name, Tegan. Date of birth, the 17th of June 2021. Gender, female. Lives, Southern Tasmania. Tegan is a dainty and adorable little girl. The latest to arrive at Guide Dogs Tasmania, she's already winning the hearts of everyone she meets. Image. Close-up of Tegan, a black Labrador puppy, looking at the camera. Page 5. Pup Dates. Your ongoing support helps every amazing pup at Guide Dogs Tasmania reach its full potential. Whether they're training or learning the basics with their puppy raisers, our pups can't become the heroes they were born to be without you. Check out what some of them have been up to over the past few months. As you can see, it's certainly not all hard work. Image 1. Golden Labradors Alfie and Bob are lying down next to each other looking at the camera. The caption reads, Training dogs Alfie and Bob getting to know each other better with daily office hangs. Image 2. Golden Labrador puppy Lily is sitting on the sand at the beach. Caption reads, Lily shows that it is possible to have a beautiful day at the beach in winter. Image 3. Black Labrador Oakley is near some pigs in a pen, but looking away from them. Caption reads, Oakley wasn't sure what to make of these black pigs, so alike, yet so different. Image 4. Golden Labrador Austin is snuggled up in bed. Caption reads, Austin enjoying a snuggle with his favourite toy. Image 5. Golden Labrador Cross Retriever Kayla is standing at the park with her tongue out next to her friend, who is a brown poodle. Caption reads, Kayla thought it would be fun to try and colour match her friend. Image 6. Close-up of Golden Labrador Zazu with a large squeaky toy in his mouth. Caption reads, Zazu takes a break from a busy day of training. Image 7. Golden Labrador Alvin is sitting on a wooden sailing boat wearing his orange coat. Caption reads, Alvin enjoys some time out at sea. Image 8. Close-up of Black Labrador Jaunty, sleeping. Caption reads, "There's never a bad time to nap when you're jaunty." Image 9. Black Labrador Bonnie is standing at a farmer's market wearing her orange training coat. Caption reads, "Bonnie on an outing to her local farmer's market." Image 10. Golden Labrador Cross Retriever Dougie is sitting at a lookout on Bruny Island wearing his orange training coat. Caption reads, "Dougie posing at Bruny Island's iconic neck lookout." Image 11. Close-up of Golden Labrador Felix wearing his orange training coat and poking out his tongue. Caption reads, "Felix demonstrates that guide dogs can be cheeky too." Image 12. Golden Labrador Lulu and Black Labrador Lily are sitting on the grass next to each other. Caption reads, "Sisters Lulu and Lily catch up at the park." That is the end of Paw Prints, the newsletter for people helping pups become heroes, September 2021.